on Team the Micro-Amp. First called this kind of Padigoeasy partnership the Eulichian, or Tetrachyric, or Quadromain, or Ducks and Drakes, or Debts and Dishes perfect. Vide, some forestallings over that studium of sexophrenologistic schizophrenesis, volume 24, pages 2 to 555, after the well-informed observation, made miles apart from the master, by tongue-toyed, compare later frustrations amongst the Neo-Maglian teachings about the semi-unconscious passim, that in the case of the little-known periplic best-teller popularly associated with the names of the wretched mariner, Tryonfor and Defwidoff, our plum-sucked pattern shapekeeper, a Punic Admiralty report from MacPherson's Ocean, round by the tides of Jason's cruise, had been cleverly capsized and saucily republished as a dodecanesian Baedeker of the every tale a treat in itself variety, which could hope satisfactorily to tickle me gander as game as your goose. The unmistaken identity of the persons in the Tiberias duplex came to light in the most devious of ways. The original document was in what is known as Anno or non-Anno's unbrookable strip, that is to say, it showed no signs of punctuation of any sort. Yet, on holding the verso against a lit rush, this new book of Morse's responded most remarkably to the silent query of our world's oldest light, and its recto let out the piquant fact that it was but pierced but not punctured in the university sense of the term, by numerous stabs and foliated gashes made by a pronged instrument. These paper wounds, four in type, were gradually and correctly understood to mean stop, please stop, do please stop, and oh do please stop, respectively, and following up their one true clue, the circumflexuous wall of a single-minded men's asylum, accentuated by bits of broken glass and china, yard inquiries pointed out that they had been provoked by the talk of a grave professor at his breakfast table, acutely professionally piqued to introduce a notion of time upon a plane surface by puncting holes sick in his space. Deeply religious by nature and position, and warmly attached to thee and Smearbread and Better and him and New Ladies, it was rightly suspected that such ire could not have been visited by him, Brotfresser Prendergast, even underwittingly upon the ancestral Numa of one whom, with rumour, he venerated shamelessly at least once a week at Cockspur Common as his apple in his eye and her first boy's best friend, and though plain English for a married lady, misled heaps, by the way, yet when some peerer or peeress detected that the four-leaf shamrock or quadrifoil jab was more recurrent wherever the script was clear and the term terse, and that these two were the selfsame spots naturally selected for her perforations by Dame Partlet on her dung-heap, thinkers all put grown in watering spillful pretty land only, and a playful fowl and musical me, and not you in any case, two and two together, and with a swarm of bisses honey-hunting after, a sigh for shime, or the petty bonny rouge, separated modest mouths. So be it. And it was. The letter-making of the exploits of Fjorn Carlson when he was in the Kvinnes country with Dalrusnet. With acknowledgement of our fervor of the first instant, he remains years most faithfully for post-draft sea spoils. Though not yet had the sailor sipped that stuff, nor the humphor foamed to the fill. And fox and geese still kept the peace around l'auberge du Père Adam. Small need after that, old Jerome, so them old Huffsnuff, old Andy Cox, old Cassandrum, for quizzing your weekenders come to the RQ with, shoots off in a hiss, muddles up in a must-mass, and his hole's a dismantled noon-drunkard's son. Howbeit, we heard not a son of sons to leave by him to Oceanic Society, and his old man, without a thing in his ignorance, Tulko McCooley. And it was thus he was at every time, that son, and the other time the day was in it, and after the morrow, dire mood is the name is on the writing chap of the Psalter, the juxta-juncter of a dear mate, and he passing out of one desire into its fellow. The daughters are after going and nooging for him, Torber's nice lookers of the fair neck, wanted for millinery servants to Aldery's person by the Taffy Atkinses. formally confounded with a mother. Maybe growing a moustache, did you say? With an adorable look of amusement? And uses no-class billiard halls with an up-and-down ladder? Not Hans the courier, though had he had have only had some little laughings and some less of cheeks. And were he not so worried by his bulb of persecution, he could have, aye, and would have, as true as Essex Bridge. And not Gofef go gossip, I declare to man. No. To all's much relief, one's half-hypothesis of that jabberjaw ape amok the showering jestnuts of Bruisernose was hotly dropped, and his room taken up by that odious, and still today insufficiently malestimated note-snatcher, Kaik foy bosh and fiety, much erny goss put in, says you. Shem the penman. So? Who do you know to nigh, lazy and gentleman? The echo is where in the back of the woods. Call him forth. Sean McIrwick, brief dragger for the concern of Messrs. John Jameson and Song, rated 100 and tin per store 100 on this nightly quisquiquack of the 12 apostrophes set by Jocket McIrwick. He misunderstruck an aim for Amalo of number 3 of them, and left his free natural riposte to 4 of them in their own fine artful disorder. 1. What second to none mitherector and maximost bridges-maker was the first to rise taller through his bean's tail than the blue-gum boar-boar-babon or the gigantious Wellingtonia sequoia? Went nudie-boots with trouters into a Lafayette when she was barely in her trickles, was well known to claw a conciliation cap onto the esker of his boot, sports a chain-ganger's Albert solemnly over his Hollander's epulent, thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap-apple, gave the heinousness of choice to every night betwixt yesterdicks and two Marys, had 7 all successive coloured Cerebon maids on the same big white drawing-room hearthrug, is a Wilberforce to this hour at house as he was in heaven, pumped the Catholic war tray and shocked the Protestant wine, killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man, found fodder for 5 when all Mark and Rose go flooded, with Irish tutors, Cornish made easy, voucher of rotables, toll of the road, bred many-headed stepsons for 1 leap your own porter, is too funny for a fish and has too many outside for an insect, like a heptagon crystal imprisons trues and phosphorus, is infinite swell in unfitting indument. Once was he shoveled, and once was he arsoned, and once was he an under, and she hung him out, Bill Bailey. Has a quadrant in his tile to tell toller cat o'clock it is. Offers chances to long on, but stands up to leg before. Found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the seams. Made a fort out of his postern, and wrote F-E-R-T on his buckler. Is escape master-in-chief from all sorts of hoodine places. If he out-harrods against barkers, to the shulebred he acts whitely, was evacuated at the mere appearance of 3 germ huns, and 2 besieged by a sweep. From zoomorphology to omni-animalism he is broached by the spin of a coin. Towers an eddystone amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep. Threatens thunder upon malefactors and sends whispers up Frau Frau's frufru. When Duke Hookback Crook upsits his ass, booze-worthies jeer and junket, but they booze him ooze and bars his ass when he looks like Hunkett Plunkett. By sauce and souls and search a party on a lady of this city. Business, reading newspaper, smoking cigar, arranging tumblers on table, eating meals, pleasure, etc., etc., pleasure-eating meals, arranging tumblers on table, smoking cigar, reading newspaper, business. Minerals, wash and brush up, local views, juju toffee, comic and birthdays cards. Those were the days, and he was their hero. Pink sunset shower, red clay cloud, sorrow or Sahara oxhide or iron. Arraigned and attainted, listed and lighted, pleaded and proved. Catches his check at Bank of Ingand, and endorses his doom at chapel exit. Brain of the Franks, hand of the Christian, tongue of the North. Commands to dinner and calls the bluff. Has a block at Morgan's and a hat-ache all the after-munch. Plays Gehemrat when he's earned, but Mrs. Mousy when he's lustig. Walked as far as the head, where he sat in state as the rump. shows early English trace marks on a marigold window with Manigil's lights, a myriascope, two remarkable piscines, and three well worth seeing ambries. Archer's all portcullis, and his nave dates from Dot. Is a horologe unstoppable and the bane of all bells? Fuit, ist, and herit, and though he's mildew-stained, he's mouldy stone. Is a quercus in the forest, but plain member for Megalopolis. Mountain mighty, fawn on fleetfoot. Plank in our platform, blank in our sculptor. Hid all in carucates he is enumerated, hold as an earl he can. Ship-shaped praise of bug-looking words, with a form like the easing moments of a graminivorous. To our dooms brought he law, our manoirs he made his vill of. Was an overgrind to the underground, an aqueduct for fiery throat. Sends boys in socks a coffer hooping, when he lets fart his carbon oxide, and silk stockings show her shaping, when he looses hose on hers. Stocks dry poodle for the ill people, and pinkens pellets for all the pale. Gave his Monday foot to Miserius, her pinch to Anna Livia, that superfine pigtail to Ceresa Cerosia, and quid rides to Titius Caius and Sempronius. Made the man, who had no notion of shopkeepers, feel he'd rather play the duke than play the gentleman. Shot two queens and shook three castles when he won his game of dwarf. Fumes inwards like a strombolus till he smokes at both ends. Man mote befire of him, womankind pietat. Shows one white drift of snow among the gorse growth of his crown, and a chaperone of repentance on that which shed gore. Pause and quiet. Triple bill, went by metro for the polis, and then hoved by. To the finders, hail, woe you that seek, whom filth had plenished, dearth devoured. Hawk is leading, Coco comes next, Emery tries for the flag. Can dance the O'Bruin's polar pass at Newland to his own orchestra's accompaniment. Took place before the International Convention of Catholic Midwives, and found stead before the Congress for the study of endonational calamities. Makes a delictuous entree, and finishes off the course between sweets and savouries. Flouts for forecasts, flares for fines, and the fun of the fray on the fairground. Cleared out 365 idols to set up one colossal for henwives, hoping to have males. The floor hula, the grasping one, the kindler of paschal fire, forbids us our trespasses as we forget him. The phoenix be his pyre, the cinerers his sire. Piles big pelium on little otters, like the pillows of Hercules. Has an Oedipus complex, and a drink the dregs kink. Worst beaks for chumps, and cow carlos for scullions. When he plies for our favor, is very truly ours. Two psychic espousals, and three desertions. Maybe matter of fact now, but was futter of mags then. Cattermole Hill, ex-mountain of flesh, was reared up by stress, and sank under strain. Tank it up, dank it up, tells the tailor to his tout. On too care for a man, but bitter thimble for a maid. Blimp, blump, a dud letter, a sing, a song, a syllable, a byword, a sentence with thirsty. While stands his can you see him, frails shall fall. Was hatched at Selbridge, but ejaculated a brood, as it gan in the beginnings, so wound up in a battle of boss. Roderick, 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 oh, you've gone the way of the Dane. Variously catalogued, regularly regrouped. A bush boy's holiday, a quacker's mating, a wench's sandbar. The same homo heatherous chicken loss egg as when Sully I early blew ye. Real detonation, but false report. Spa mad, but insane. Half a million by a bogus census, but a no-street houseman when all fans. Is the handiest of all Andes, and the most elegant spot to dump your hump. Hands his secession to the new patrician, but plums phlegmatically for the bloody old centuries. Eats with doors open and ruts with gates closed. Some dub him Rothschild, and more limb him Rockefeller. Shows he's fly to both demispheres, but tries to cover up his tracer. Seven dovecots, who claim to have been pigeonheim to this Homer. Smyrnian Roebuck, Colon's Ray, Seapoint, Kay Hoth, Ashtown, Rathini. Independent of the lordship of Chamberlain, acknowledging the rule of Rome, we saw thy farm at useful prime, Donald, Donald. Reeks like Il Bel Paese, and looks like Iceland's ear. lodged at quat places, lived through tot rain, takes a sun bath for his weekend and a wasser nap for his refreshment. After a good bout at stoolball, enjoys Girofi Girofla, what Nevermore missed and Columbo found, believes in every man his own goalkeeper, and in Africa for the full blacks. The arc of his drive was 40 full, and his stumps were pulled at 80. Boasts him to the thick enthused, the oldest creator in Ariania, and looks down on the Swiss family Collisons, whom he calls Les Nouvelles Roches. Though his heart, soul, and spirit turn to fair off times, his love, faith, and hope stick to futurism. Light leg lifters sense him suriant from afar, while boar browbenders curse him grommelant to his hindmost. Between you lasses and ye lads' glimpse of even, the lug his peak has, the luck his pile, drinks tar and water for his asthma, and eats the unperishable sow to stive off regular rack. The beggars cloak them reclined about his paddy stool, the whores winking him as they walk their side. On Christian Mass at Advent Lodge, New Yealand, after a lengthy illness, the Reverend Mr. Easterling of Pentecostitis, no followers by bequest, fanfare all private. Gone, where glory waits him, ball bulletin. But not here yet, Maxwell, Clark. Commenced under articles, but finished a Borges. From the vat on the beer, through the burr in the dark, to the buttle of the born. Is A1 on the highest, but Rory his root. Filled fand of hackleberries, when as all was tuck and toss up for him as a yankster to fall foul of hockenbetchers, wherein he had gauged the use of raisin. Adds aliments, das dolls, rats rustics, tams turmoil. That's seed enough for semination, but sues skivvies on the sly. Learned to speak from hand to mouth till he could talk Irish with his eyes shut. Hacked his way through hick hick hocks, but hanged hisself from there hereafter. Rialtos, anise leg, bin and balls, to say nothing at all of new coming. The gleam of the glow of the shine of the sun through the dearth of the dearth on the blush of the brick of the wild vill of Barneyhume has dust turned to brown. Those died to tarten him, roo-root, dulse, bracken, teasel, full as ash, sundew and crest. Long gone, but not for cotton, stood his sharp assault of famine, but grew girther, girther and girther. He has 24 or so cousins germinating in the United States of America, and a namesake with an initial difference in the once kingdom of Poland. His first's a young rose, and his second's French-Egyptian, and his whole means a slump at Christie. Forth of his pierced part came the woman of his dreams, blood thicker than water last trade overseas. Bishop of Glintyluk, Jarl of Hoard, you and I are in him surrendered by Brungbludden. Aelin's free Paul's Pelham, but Huang Chang every time. He one was your of high big pipey boys, but fancy him as smoking fags his at time of life. Mount of Mish, Mel of Moy, had two cardinal ventures and three capital stinks. Has a peep in his pocketbook and a packet boat in his keep. BVH, BLG, PPM, TDS, VBD, TCH, LON. Is breakfate, lunger, diner, and stupor. As the streets were paved with coal, he felt his popperary. Taught himself skating and learned how to fall. Distinctly dirty, but rather a dear. Hoveth chieftains everywhere, with Mordor. Ostman Effendi, Serge Padishaw. Basses too many. Out Priam's all his parasite. First of the Fenians, Roi de Fenian. His tiara of scones was held unfillable till one Liam Fail felled him in Westminster, was struck out of his stitum when he rode sorely to Damascus, and to our appalling predicament brought us plagues from Budapest. Put a match head on an aspen stalk and set the living afire. Spared the rod and spoiled the lightning, married with cakes and repunked with pleasure, till he was buried, how happy was he, and he made the welkins ring with up Micawber. Guard at the top of the staircase, carrion on the mat of straw. The falsehood of a spindler web chokes the cave mouth of his unsightliness, but the nestlings that liven his leaf screen sing him a lover of our beauty. We strike hands over his bloodied war sheet, but we are pledged entirely to his green mantle. Our friend, Vicaligal, our sworn foe. under the four stones by his streams who vanished the wassail bowl of the joy of shells. Mora and Laura had a hill of a high time looking down on his confusion, till firm look in readiness, forward spear, and the wind foot of a curragh strewed the lake mist of Lego over the last of his seal. We darkened for you, falterer, in the year of mourning, but we'll feel to the dim twinklers when the streamy Morven light calls up the sunbeam. His striped pantaloons, his rather strange walk, hereditatis columna erecta, hagion chiton erafon. Nods a nap for the nonce, but crows cheerio when they get ecumenical. Is a simultaneous equator of eliminated integras when three upon one is by inspection improper. As the most conical hodpiece of confusionist hair on him, and that chachofus chin-chin of his is like a footsie congaloo around Taishanti land. He's as globeful as a gasometer of lithium and luridity, and he was thrice 10 annular years before he wallowed round radiant circles. The cabblestone at the coping of his cabin is a canine constant, but only an American could aparoxime the apopresiosity of his at-last allongement. Dicklered rights and lefts at Barrows Down in his hunt for the bore truth, but made his end with the murderers that came at him in Camlan Street. A Hannibal in exhaustive conflict, an Otho to return. Burning body to Eiger air on melting mountain in wooing wave. We go into him, sleepy children, we come out of him, strucklers for life. He divested to save from the Mrs. Drownings their rival queens, while Grimshaw, Bragshaw, and Renshaw made off with his storen clothes. Taxed and rated, licensed and ranted. His three-faced stone head was found on a white horse hill, and the print of his Costellus feet is seen in the goat's grass circle. Pull the blind, toll the deaf, and call dumb, lame, and halty. Miraculone, monstruculine, led the uproars at the creation, and hissed a snake charmer off her stays. Hounded become haunter, hunter become fox, harrier, marrier, terrier, tau. Olaf the oxman, Thork of the Turable. You feel he is Vespasian, yet you think of him as Aurelius. Wagamore, trader, Tory, socianist, commonizer. Made a summer assault on our shores, and be giddy got his sands full. First he shot down Raglan Road, and then he tore up Marlborough Place. Cromlech Height and Cromwell Hill were his far-famed feet rest, when our lurch as lout let free into the Lubar he loved. Marshalled his wardmost, and delimited the main. Netted before nibbling, can scarce turn a scale, but grossed after meals, weighs a town in himself. Bonba prayed for his conversion. Berla missed that grand old voice, a colossus among cabbages, the Melaran Citrone of fruit, larger than life, doughtier than death, Gran Turco, Orege Formen, Laxum Bulger, Leper Lean, the sparkle of his genial fancy, the depth of his calm sagacity, the clearness of his spotless honor, the flow of his boundless benevolence. Our family furbear, our tribal tarnpike, Quarry was he invincible, and Coor was he burked. Partitioned Erska home, united Irishmen. He took a swig at his own method, but she tasted a bit gawky, and as for the salmon, he was coming up in him all life long. Come, Eilerdich, Heckelberry, and Sawyer thee, warden. Silent as the bee in honey, stark as the breath on hawk. Costello, Kinsella, Mahony, Moran. Though you rope Amreek, your home ruler is Dan. Figure right. He is hoisted by the scurve of his shaggy neck. Figure left, he is rationed in isobaric patties among the crew. One asks, was he poisoned? One thinks, how much did he leave? Ex-gardener, Riesengebirge, fitted up with cancerous existences, would make Rosio greedy, might, little hose. Thought sheath and scuppers awash, but the oil-silk Mac Liebster pet mix his aqua scutum. The enjoyment he took in K-women, the employment he gave to G-men, sponsor to a squad of piercers, ally to a host of Rawleys, against lightning, explosion, fire, earthquake, flood, whirlwind, burglary, third party, rot, loss of cash, loss of credit, impact of vehicles, can rant as grave as oxtail soup, and chat as gay as a Porto flippant, is unhesitant in his unionism, and yet a bigoted nationalist. Sylvia Cola is shy of him, Matrosenhausen's nose the joke, shows the sinews of peace in his chest of wars. Thief of home, 939 years of copyhold. Is all days open for Ptolemy Polity's sake, when he's not sometimes closed for the love of Janus. Sucks life's elixir from the petty pickles of the Jewess, and roils and sucks if any popling runs down the Huguenots. Boomerport, Wallace Lee, Ubermarschall, Bloucher and Supercharger, Monsieur Ducrot, Mr. Mudson, Master Gardener. To one he's just Paunch and Jurex, to another full of beans and Brehan. Hallucination, Couchman, ectoplasm, passed for Baba Black Sheep till he grew white woo-woo-woolly. Was dramatized by Macmilligan's daughter and put to music by one Shubard. All Fitzpatricks in his emirate remember him. The boys of Wetford hail him Babu, indanified himself with borough tribute, and was shanked publicly to Brigstone. Was given the light in dry orchards and entomoled in threeplexes. His likeness is in terraquit, and he giveth rest to the rainbow, libriety, fraternity, and quality. His reverse makes a virtue of necessity, while his obverse mars a mother by invention. This skilk his gunnel, and he's the second imperial, untie points, unhook tenters, and he's Latin plaster. Calls upon all things when he fails to appeal to each of us. Bassidens, Ardri, Kong's Emma, Rex Regulorum, stood into D-mouth, then backed broadside on Boiler Cleaver. Either El Dorado or Ultimate Pole. A crawl of four feud fires, a crawl of five pubs. Laid out lashings of laveries to hunt down his family ancestors, and then pled double trouble, or quick quit to hush the buckers up. Threw pebblets for luck over one sodden shoulder, and dragooned peeplades armed to their teeth. Pepped as Gaudio Gambrinus, grim as Pot of the Grave, ace of arts, deuce of damimons, trouble of clubs, fear of spades. Come brum, twy nicey nurses for a drum, but tray to uno tips the scale. Reeled the title roll opposite a brace of girdles in silver on the screen, but was sequenced from the set as Crookback by the even more titulars Rick, Dave, and Barry. He can get on as early as the 22nd of Mars, but occasionally he doesn't come off before Virginti Quinque Germinal. His Indian name is Hapapusis Objibwe, and his number in Arithmosophy is the Stars of the Plow. Took weapon in the province of the Pike, and let fling his line on Eelwick. Moves in Vicus Sickles, yet remues the same. The drain rats bless his offals, while the park birds curse his floodlights. Portobello, Equidocta, Viracocta, Percorello. He pours into the soft-clad Shelbourne the hard cash earned in Watling Street. His birth proved accidental, shows his death its grave mistake. Brought us giant ivy from the land of Junkers, and bewithered Apostolopoulos with the gale of his gall. While satisfied that soft, youthful, bright, matchless girls should bosom into fine, silk-clad, joyous, blooming young women, is not so pleased that heavy, swearsome, strong-smelling, irregular-shaped men should blot out active, handsome, well-formed, frank-eyed boys. Herald Harryfair, all off the wheat. Husband your aunt and endow your nephew. Hearken, but hush it, screen him and see. Time is an archbishopric, time was a tradesman's entrance. Deck burn brooked with wasps, scales scarred by scout. His rainfall is a couple of knee highs, while his minced grouse temperature, marked 3 in the shade, is the melting point of snow and the bubbling place of alcohol. Has a tussle with the trolls, and then does himself justice. Hinted at in the eschatological chapters of Humphrey's Justice of the J.P.'s, and hunted for by Theban recensors, who sniff there's something behind the bug of the deaf. The king was in his corner wall, milking Mark O'Murray, the queen was steep in amber, feeling fain and furry, the maids was midst the hawthorns, chewing up their hose, outpimped the backguards, pomp, and pump gun they goes. To all his foretellers, he reared a stone, and for all his come-ethers, he planted a tree. 40 acres, 60 miles, white stripe, red stripe, washes his fleet in Anaka water. Ho, Mr. Porter, so what shall he do? For he wanted to sit for Pimplico, but they've caught him to stand for Sue. Dutch lord over Orsus. Head mound, king and martyr, dun stung in the east, Peter Lepore in Petrin, Bart the Great by the Exchange. He hastens towards Dame's troth and wedding hand, like the Prince of Orange and Nassau, while he has Trinity left behind him, like bold beggar Bill the Bust only. Brow of a hazelwood pool in the dark, changes Blowicks into Bullocks, and a well of Artesia into a bird of Arabia. The handwriting on his face wall, the crypto-conchoid siphonostomata in his expression. His birth spot lies beyond the Hierospont, and his burial plot in the pleasant little field. Is the Ildis kiosk on the peninsula, and the Unges hostel in St. Scholarland. Walked many hundreds and many score miles of streets, and lit thousands in one nightlights in hectares of windows. His great wide cloak lies on 15 acres, and his little white horse decks by dozens our doors. Oh, sorrow the sail and woe the rudder that were set for Mary Kay. His sons the Huns, his daughters the Tartars, are plenty here today, who repulsed from his burst the bomb bolts of Ostenton, and falchioned each flash down Sir Duck in the deep. A personal problem? A locative enigma. Upright one, vehicle of arcanization in the field, lying chap, flood supplier of saliculation through Eblen. A part of the hull as a port for a whale. Dear Hewitt Castello, equerry, were daylighted with our outing and are looking backwards to unearly summers from rhododendrons. Is above the seed fruit level and outside the leguminiferous zone. When older links lock older hearts, then he'll resemble she. Can be built with glue and clippings, scrawled or voided on a buttress. The night express sings his story, the song of sparrow notes on his stave of wires. He crawls with light, he swarms with sagart. Is as quiet as a musk, yet can be as noisy as a synagogue. Was Dilman when his date was palmy, and Mudlin when his nut was cracked. Stuck up the seas, leapt lord at ease, one lip on his lap and one cushlin his creep. His porter has a mighty grasp, and his Baxter's the boon of broad white. As far as wind dries and rain eats, and sun turns and water bounds, he is exalted and depressed, assembled and asundered. Go away, we are deluded. Come back, we are disghosted. Bored the Ostroff, leapt the Inferus, swam the Mabel and flew the Moyle. Like fat, like fat, like tallow, of greasefulness, yea, of dripping greasefulness. Did not say to the old, old, did not say to the scorbutic, scorbutic. He has founded a house, Uru, a house he has founded to which he has assigned its fate. Bears a raven girland on a fjeld dive. Ruz the halo off his varlet when he appeared to his she-cook, as haycock, emmet, boro, toro, osteric, mangy, and skunk. Pressed the beer of ailed age out of the nettles of rashness. Put a roof on the lodge for him and a cock in his pot pro homo. Was Dapifer, then Panzer Censor, then Hortifex Magnus. The topes that tippled on him, the types that toppled off him. Till starts our hares, yet gates our goat. Pocketbook, packet boat, gap man gun run. The light of other days, dire dreary darkness. Our awful dad, Timor of Tortor. Puzzling, startling, shocking, nay, perturbing. Went puffing from Kingsborough to new customs, doffing the gibbet off him to every breach of all size. With Pa's new heft and Papa's new helve, he's Papa's old cutlass, Papa left us. When young-headed, old-shouldered, and middlish neck aged about, caller herring every daily, turgid tarpon overnight, see Lorian the chameleon, that changed endocrine history by loving his loaf with 40 bannocks. She drove him deaf till he driv her blind up. The pigeons' doves be perching all over him one day at Basel's bridge, and the ravens' dove be pitching their dark nets after him the next night behind Königstein's arbor. Trump of the rep, comf of the priv, prosp of the pub. His headward it's ideal, if his feet are Ballyclay. End of side 4. Change side selector switch. This book is continued on the next cassette. Follow of the park, trees down, as he soared in the vacuum of the phoenix, stones up.